from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura says substantive talks on the political transition in Syria are expected to begin on Monday and will not last beyond March 24th. He commented from Geneva on Wednesday as a second round of proximity talks between the Syrian government and the opposition formally opened, although the key players had not yet arrived. The UN attributed some delays to logistical arrangements and said delegations were expected to arrive over the course of the next few days. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden on Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel. He spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous terrorist act.
There can be no justification for this hateful violence. And the United States stands firmly behind Israel's right to defend itself, as we are defending ourselves at this moment as well. That's why we've done more to help bolster Israel's security than any other administration in history.
You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. U.S. and Somali forces have attacked an al-Shabaab base west of Mogadishu. It's the second significant U.S. attack on the militant group in 5 days. A U.S. official confirmed to VOA that the raid was a joint U.S.-Somali government operation targeting al-Shabaab. A local official in Somalia said helicopters dropped between 60 and 70 soldiers outside the town of Aldhelge just after midnight. The official told VOA that the troops then attacked 3 or 4 targets in town. VOA News. Thousands of migrants from Syria and other countries are now stranded in Greece. They're blocked from their goal of reaching northern Europe after Macedonia closed its border Wednesday. Macedonian police closed the border a day after Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia declared their borders are closed to almost all transiting migrants, with the exceptions being made for asylum seekers. These actions effectively close a so-called Balkan route that many migrants have taken to reach wealthier nations in Western Europe. Meanwhile, the situation near the Greek-Macedonian border is dire. Authorities say nearly 36,000 migrants and refugees are stranded in Greece. They're stuck in a muddy, unhygienic camp near the Idomeni border crossing into Macedonia. Iran says it launched two test missiles Wednesday, purportedly inscribing them with a message in Hebrew that says Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. The semi-official Fars news agency showed pictures, it said, were of the Qadr H missiles being fired from Iran's eastern Alborz mountain range. The UN special investigator on torture finds lesbian, gay, and bisexual and transgender people are at particular risk of torture and ill treatment, especially in places of detention. Lisa Schlein has this report from Geneva.
UN Special Investigator Juan Mendes says there is a clear link between the criminalization of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender relationships and the hate crimes, police abuse, violence, and stigma these groups face.
These categories of inmates are disproportionately subjected to torture and other ill treatment, both in penal and non-penal settings. There are at least 76 countries in the world that have laws criminalizing consensual same-sex relationships between adults, even in private.
Mendes says gender-based violence occurs in all regions of the world, in developing and developed countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Authorities in Afghanistan's southern province of Helmand say a group of at least 10 heavily armed Taliban fighters have staged a coordinated assault, triggering a gun battle with security forces. The attack happened early Wednesday in a district that targeted the police headquarters and the offices of the Afghan spy agency. Millions of people across the Indonesian archipelago were treated to a rare total solar eclipse Wednesday. Sky watchers across 12 provinces and 3 time zones were able to see the moon begin moving between the Earth and the sun shortly after dawn. A partial eclipse was visible across parts of Asia and Australia and out into the Pacific Ocean. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.